I guess for the first question I have for the both of you is how did you get into cruising?
Well, both of our parents had had boats when we were kids. So I grew up in Victoria, BC. My parents had a series of varyingly larger power boats. And then we'd both moved away from Victoria and then gone to the East Coast and come back. And when we came back, James' parents had a sailboat that we spent a bunch of time on. And that really made us realize, wow, we need to get a boat.
Exactly.
And James, your experience similar?
Yeah, very much so. My parents had a Haida 24 in the early days and then graduated to a Hunter 31. And the funny thing is, for years I always wanted to avoid buying a boat because the boats can run a little bit of money at times. But from getting back into the West Coast and spending time on their 31, we just had to do it. We were just in love with this area.
It's one thing to own a boat and get out and enjoy what that activity has to offer. It's quite another to get into, and I know that you've done many, many articles for various publications along the West Coast and other publications throughout the States and Canada. But it's another to take on a big project like writing a book. And in fact, that's what we're, of course, talking about is Cruising the Secret Coast. How did that come together?
That evolved partly from the magazine articles. Is when we got the boat, we did a lot of the normal places, and then we found we really liked to explore. We liked to find new places, and it turned out there was actually a lot of places that nobody had written about, or probably people had been to, but weren't written about at all. And we kept finding more and more. So we wrote the articles and really realized we had enough material for a book and really wanted to share that with people because articles are kind of piecemeal and not never necessarily going to see them. And so this is a way to bring the whole package to everyone.
Yeah, we think the British Columbia coastline is one of the most beautiful boating areas in the world. And one of the things that we have fun with in boating is having an opportunity to show other people a little bit about that coastline. So we're having fun. The book's actually fun for us and makes boating even more fun.
I come from a fishing background, and one of the things when you talk to an angler, they're pretty quiet about where to go. They kind of like to keep those places secret. As you mentioned, there's some great inlets and bays along the BC coast. What's been the response to, as you said, there's probably many people have visited these places, and now here you are spilling the beans. Are you in trouble with some of your fellow adventurers?
We haven't actually seen anything like that. Most people seem really happy about it. One of the things about the BC coast is it's vast, it's huge, and so even if this book caused like everyone to go there, there's so much room for everyone, and there's so many places that we haven't explored that it'll never feel busy. So yeah, we haven't had that kind of feedback yet.
Well, that's it was an extreme example. I know that, but talk a little bit about getting into boating and getting into these areas. It's not something that someone can just pick up and go out there. I suppose if they hired a crew or hired a captain to take them there, that's one way. But to do it on their own, like you folks have done, how long of a process is it to get the various licenses, accreditation, and most of all, I guess, experience?
It's a really good question. I think it's important. Couple major things. One related to preparation for us, and one related to boat preparation. For us, it's U.S. Power Squadron offers a wonderful set of courses, and Canadian Power and Sail Squadron has an identical program. I strongly recommend it. Anyone that's interested in boating, especially boating in less populated areas, join the Power Squadron and enjoy those courses. It's a wonderful community. That's preparing for us. On the preparing for the boat side, I'm a real believer, and Jennifer is as well, of thorough boat maintenance and really making sure that we're not heading off on longer trips unless everything's absolutely perfect. And the final recommendation is do it gradually. We first went to the San Juans and really enjoyed it, and then we went to Desolation Sound and really enjoyed it, and then we went up to Broughton Archipelago. And we just kept working our way into more and more adventurous places. And if you do it that way, you learn your limits, you learn your boat's limits, and you stay safe.
It's really going through the book. You've kind of captured the best of both worlds. You're out in the boat, but you're also getting on land and doing some exploring with various trails and that type of thing. You've really combined both kinds of activities.
We really like to kind of explore everything when we get somewhere, and so we'll tend to go there. We often prepare in advance. We've looked at, you know, topographic maps, looking for, say, old logging roads and things like that, or I read a lot of history books, and so we know a little bit about what's in the area. And so, yeah, part of it is finding a place to take the boat and enjoying that, but also going ashore, looking, you know, for historic items and things like that, things that other people may not know about or may not get a chance to see.
That's a good point. One of the things that I really like to do is... You know, we like to get away from the crowds, but there's nothing more fun than finding someone that works in the area, finding a fisherman or finding a logger or finding someone that's working professionally in the community and find out everything about how they work, how they got there, how their tools work. I mean, we just love that kind of thing.